Praise the Lord. Message number 229. The title of the message, Watchman, part 42. The watchman can see Christ's resurrection and proclaims the good news. Let's open our Bible to the book of John. We will read, before we pray, the book of John. Read chapter 20, verse 1 to verse 29. And we will read also the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 1 to verse 49. Let's read book of John, chapter 20, verse 1 to verse 29. We read here about the evidence of the resurrection of Christ and how he appeared and how his disciples, they came to know about Christ's resurrection. They say, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started to the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in, and he looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separated from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They ask her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and sighed. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has send me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my fingers where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And now let's read Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 1 to verse 49. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in a cloth that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he had told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the woman because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but did not find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman has said, but him they did not see. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophet had spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took a bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet, and while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, the scripture that you give us today in our hands. We thank you for the message that you are always sending us on time. I pray in the name of Jesus that the scripture that we have read will encourage us, will encourage everyone who hear the message to believe further in your resurrection, to have more evidences, so that we live in a more peaceful living, have more trust in you that you are alive and you are with us, dealing with each and every aspect of our life. And Lord, I do pray that we'll be encouraged to go forward to be a witness of yours, to be a watchman and watchwoman who can see clearly your resurrection and boldly proclaiming to the whole world that you rose from the death and we have life eternal in you. I pray, Lord, anoint my lips and let the message be reached to those who are in need of your word. Raise up more workers to serve you. We thank you, God. We bless you, Jesus. Let your message bring healing, help, wholeness, hope, assurance, and more spiritual revival, awakening, and fully trusting in you, Lord, that you will do great things for us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We praise the Lord our God for the scriptures that he placed in our hand to make us certain and more certain about Christ's resurrection in order to prepare us to be witnesses to him and to proclaim the good news of his resurrection to the whole world. From the scriptures that we have read in John chapter 20 and Luke chapter 24, we as watchmen and as watchwomen, we need to understand that we can discern Christ's resurrection in four major ways. We and the people around us and the people that we are reaching out can and will discern Christ's resurrection in four major ways. The first way is to meet the Lord face to face, is to meet him face to face. In the scriptures that we have read, it mentioned clearly that certain people had seen him literally face to face. Christ, in one way, to prove his resurrection to the people is to appear and to reveal himself to them by meeting them face to face. Christ meeting the people face to face. In John chapter 20, and we can review the scriptures that the Lord had reveal himself face to face to the people who were looking for him. We can read about Mary Magdalene, who did not leave the tomb, but she was looking for the Lord Jesus in verse 14. When the Lord called her, and when he was asking her, why are you crying? Mary told him, they have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him. In verse 14, she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. In verse 15, woman, he said, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him. Verse 16, Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried in Aramaic, Rabuni, which means teacher. The Lord appeared and met Mary Magdalene face to face. She moved forward to his disciple and she went to them. In verse 18, she said to them, I have seen the Lord. So she met the Lord face to face. Later on, the Lord also appeared to the disciples. Verse 20, while they were in the room, the door were locked. He went to them. In verse 23, after he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. The disciple met the Lord face to face, the apostles. In verse 25, as we know that Thomas was not with them when he arrived, so the disciple told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." He told them, "I did not see him. I need to see him and check myself and I will believe." The Lord, after a week later, he appeared to them again and Thomas was with them. The Lord rebuked him and he told him, "Come see and put your finger, put your hand." In verse 29, then Jesus told him, after Thomas convinced that he saw the Lord, when he called the Lord, "My Lord and my God," then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So one way that the Lord proved his resurrection to us is by meeting him face to face, as had happened here with his disciples, with Mary Magdalene, with Thomas. And also in Luke chapter 24, when he was with the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, when he broke the bread, in verse 31, then their eyes were open and they recognized him. They saw the Lord face to face. They went back to Jerusalem and there they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." So here Simon has met the Lord, has seen the Lord. The Lord had appeared to him. Then the two thought what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. So they met him face to face. In verse 37, say they were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. So here one of the ways that the Lord is proving his resurrection by appearing to the people face to face. In verse 39, he told them, "Look at my hands and my feet." Later on, he appeared to them, "It is I, myself, touch me and see." In verse 40, he showed them his hands and feet to the apostles. He is now appearing to the apostles. Verse 41, and while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of a broiled fish and he took it and ate it in their presence. So here the Lord appeared to them. And also here we can see that the Lord revealed himself to them and they see him face to face. He eat with them and he spent a time with them. So they were really convinced that the Lord had raised from the dead. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, also Paul mentioned, I read from verse 3 onward, "For what I receive, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time. By the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. So here the Lord appeared to more than 500 people. So the way that Christ manifests his resurrection is through appearing to people and meeting them face to face. For what? In order to commission them, in order to send them with convincing evidences about Christ's resurrection, to go and to evangelize. Christ appeared to us in order to send us, to commission us to go forward and make disciples of all nations. In Luke chapter 24, verse 48, he taught his disciples, "You are witnesses of these things." The thing that happened to him is death on the cross, as well as they are witnesses of his resurrection and the way that he appeared to them. So even till this very day, Christ, the resurrected Christ, appear in vision to people to convince them and to commission them to go forward, to be, that they will believe in him, they get saved, and to go forward to evangelize and tell others about his resurrection, about his work on the cross, and be witness for the Lord to bring souls into his kingdom. The second way to see the evidences of Christ's resurrection is through indirect ways. In the scripture that we read, it mentions that some of his disciples discern and conclude his resurrection by seeing other events. They did not meet the Lord, but they saw other things make them conclude and discern and believe that Christ raised from the dead. In John chapter 20, and we can read in verse 2, that the woman, they saw that the stone had been removed, and that is something for them. When the stone had been removed, it means that there is something had happened, not from outside but from inside. They ran to Peter and she said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb." In verse 5, they went, the disciple who, two disciples, Peter and the one who loved the Lord, the one who is the one Jesus loved. He bent over and looked at the strips of linen lying there, but not go in. Verse 6, then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that has been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. So here, they did not see the Lord, but they believed he rose from the dead. When they saw other evidences, they saw the cloth of burial. It cannot be folded in this way. If they had taken him away and a human hand has been interfering, it would not be in this way, as if it is folded, as if it is still there, as if he is still not yet resurrected, as if it is still around his head. In the same way, God will do miracles in your life. He will show you other things. You can conclude that Christ really rose from the dead and he is alive. He is at the right hand of God the Father interceding for us. We can also read further in the book of Luke chapter 24 about indirect evidences. The woman, they found the stones rolled away. They did not find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is indirect evidence that they did not see the Lord, but they saw other evidences that show his resurrection, that confirm his resurrection. And also the angels in verse 5, the men, these are the angels in the form of men. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Verse 6, he is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. So here the angel of the Lord proclaimed to them that he is not here, he is risen. Also in verse 9, when they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the elder, and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostle. But they did not believe the woman because their words seemed to them like nonsense. In verse 12, Peter however got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves. So here, indirect evidences telling that the Lord had been resurrected from the dead. Also in verse 22, verse 23 and verse 24, when the Lord was with the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, in addition, some of our women amaze us. They are saying to Jesus, some of our women amaze us. They went to the tomb early this morning but did not find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. So they did not meet there, but somebody have the angel told them that he is alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman has said, but him they did not see. So other evidence of Christ's resurrection without seeing the Lord. Blessed are those who believe and have not yet seen. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So here the Lord also confirmed that there are certain people, and that's why we need to preach. We need to tell others. Some people will believe even if they will not meet the Lord face to face. The third evidence of Christ's resurrection, the third way that Christ revealed that he rose from the dead is through the life of other witnesses who have seen the resurrection of the Lord and go forward and evangelize, like what happened with Thomas. When the disciple, the apostle told them, we have seen the Lord. And then the Lord appeared to him after a week and he rebuked him. He told him, stop doubting and believe. If you are here today and you hear the message, still you are not giving your life to Christ and not believing, do not be like Thomas, who doubted the disciple who told him clearly and in details that they have seen the Lord. Christ truly risen from the dead. Stop doubting and believe. And we are encouraged today that to go forward, to evangelize. There will be people. They will just listen to us and they will believe. whether there is miracle or no, whether the Lord appeared to them or no, they still believe because they hear the word of God and they decided to believe of what they had received of message. The fourth evidence, the fourth major way that Christ's resurrection will be manifested to the people or to you or to any other person is through the scriptures. The scriptures that we had read in John 20 and Luke 24 had linked Christ's resurrection with the scriptures. In John chapter 20 verse 9, they say they still did not understand from scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. So here the scripture make us understand and believe that Christ rose from the dead. And also in Luke chapter 24, the resurrection of Christ was linked with the scriptures. The angel, the two men, or the men that they had been clothed with linen ink. They told to the woman, in verse 7, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. In verse 8, then they remembered his word. They remember the scripture. His word is the word of God. And also the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. In verse 25 to verse 27, he said to them, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. So here Christ's resurrection is linked with the scriptures. The scripture testify about Christ's death and his resurrection. Isaiah 53, Psalm 16, Psalm, also Psalm 22. A lot of scriptures, the prophets, the writing of Moses all testify about the resurrection of Christ. And also Luke chapter 24, verse 32. They ask each other after the Lord make himself manifested to them. They said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? He opened the scriptures to them. So here the scriptures, as you read the scriptures should be burned in your heart, proclaiming to you, testifying to you the resurrection of Christ. And also in verse 24 to verse 47, when he appeared to the apostle and he asked them to give him something to eat, he further told them, he said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Christ shall open your mind so you can understand the scriptures and believe and be an effective witness for him. As watchman and as watchwoman for God, you are called to open your eyes clearly and see how Christ is alive in your life, appearing to you in vision, through indirect evidences, through miracles, through the testimony of others, and through the scriptures. God had called you to be alert about all of that and all that is happening around you, so that you can be an effective witness for others to testify to them Christ truly resurrected from the dead and had appeared to you, whether face to face, through the scriptures, through the testimony of others, and through miracles or answer prayers, and you encourage them to follow Christ as you are. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us, to your church, your people. Thank you for your encouraging message to help us to abide with your will, to go forward, to testify that truly indeed you have been raised from the dead. Thank you, God, for answering all the prayers. Thank you, Lord, for testimonies, for miracles that you are doing. Thank you, Lord, for the scripture that you place in my hands, in our hands, in the hand of your church, to testify, to proclaim your resurrection to the whole world. Lord, give us more spiritual gifts, the gift of evangelism, the gift of preaching, the gift of teaching, to go forward, to preach the gospel, and to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And surely, Lord, as you promised, you will be with us to the very end of the age. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O God. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.